Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back to Drive Time. Now, smoking rates among teenage boys in Ireland are increasing, would you believe, for the first time in 25 years. And that's according to the latest research. This research indicates Ireland will not meet its targets to reduce smoking rates and adds to evidence that vaping could be promoting a new generation of young people addicted to nicotine. I'm joined now by Professor Luke Clancy, Director General of the Tobacco Free Research Institute, who led the research. And in a few moments, I'll speak to Declan Connolly of the Irish Vape Vendors Association. You're both welcome to Drive Time. Professor Clancy, I might turn to you first of all, because there are some significant trends in this study, aren't there? They tell us a lot about how we're smoking these days, those of us who are, and this trend among teenage boys, you must be worried about.
Good evening, Cormac. Yes, I am, actually, because we've been monitoring this now for over 20 years, and every time we've done it, there's been a dramatic fall in smoking among teenagers, until this time. So in 2019, the trend had stopped. You know, the increase is, well, it's significant. It's up to 16.2 in boys. Haven't been overall 14% in 2015, 13 point something. So it's definite, and it's the first time. I think that's the worrying thing about it.
Yeah.
And Irish boys didn't smoke that much. Girls were much bigger smokers, as it were, for the 20 years up to 15. But then both started reducing, and they came together in 2015, and now boys have gone up again.
And it is significant. People might say it's only 2 percentage points or thereabout, but when the trend was reversing in decline, for it suddenly to go up, that is quite significant. Do we know why it's happening, Professor?
Well, we don't know exactly. We know the things associated with the rise, and as you said, one of the things associated is use of e-cigarettes. Ever are current. Both of them are associated with an increase in smoking. And this is dreadful, obviously, because, as you know, e-cigarettes may be helpful to some people who want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But for teenagers who weren't started, the idea that they'd get addicted to nicotine, which at that age group in itself is some harm, but worse still, it can lead to smoking. And we found that there was something like a 50% increase in the association with smoking if they were e-cigarette users.
Okay, so that's that is quite a statistic, all right. Can I ask you about something, though? The HSE Healthy Ireland survey of smoking prevalence in the population, I think the results for 2020 indicated that just over 15% of the population smoked, and only 3.2% are in the age group of 15 to 17-year-olds. Does your research differ, and if so, why, from that figure?
Well, as you said there's a very small number of teenagers in their sample, and it doesn't cover it. We're talking about 16-year-olds here, and we had 1,900 of them in 2019. So that's a very substantial sample, and I think that's probably the main difference.
Okay.
Because they take a bigger age range as well. And if you put 15-year-old in or 13-year-olds in, it'll bring down the percentage, obviously.
Okay.
So we're talking about 16-year-olds, and there's no doubt about the data.
Okay. Stay with me, Luke Clancy, if you don't mind, because I might turn for a moment to Declan Connolly of the Irish Vape Vendors Association. Declan, you're welcome to the programme as well. The research, you heard Professor Clancy mention it there, would appear to suggest that vaping could be promoting another generation of young people addicted to nicotine. What's your response?
Good evening, Cormac. My response is that, again, and you alluded to it just a little while ago there, Cormac, is go back to the Healthy Ireland survey. Now, the last one that was published was back in 2019, following on from the one from 2018. But in that survey, and it was quite, it's a large sample size, over 13,000 households interviewed for the Healthy Ireland survey. But in that in the latest one of those from 2019, smoking had actually reduced from 20. 23% in 2015 to 17% in 2019. And at the same stage, e-cig usage had grown from 3% to 5%. And I'm also aware that there's some slides to be presented tomorrow in conjunction with the Public Health England and ASH UK, and they've also been looking at youth uptake of vaping. And in fact, youth uptake is the lowest in the UK.
Can you answer what the data seems to be suggesting among teenagers? Those who used e-cigarettes at some point or were currently using e-cigarettes, that they were 50% more likely to smoke. I mean, to look at that now, Declan, you would say, be careful of vaping, would you not? Because it could be a pathway to smoking. Is that would that be fair?
I won't say that's fair, Cormac. And there's a couple of different things going on there. And I think one of the issues with a lot of these studies is that you need not to confuse causation with correlation. You know, so if some of those youth or minors who were vaping, you know, went on to smoking, is that to say that they were, you know, would they have done one or the other in any case? It's very hard to know. Does one cause the other? But as I said, you actually look at the data and the amount of youth smoking has actually gone down. And again, if I refer back to the Healthy Ireland survey from 2019, in that survey, just 1% of people who vape were actually never smokers. That means that 99% of the people using e-cigarettes, adult smokers, were either sort of current or ex-smokers. You know, so we're just we don't want to see youth uptake of vaping or smoking for that
matter. Let me put that point to Professor Luke Clancy. Don't confuse causation with correlation here when it comes to e-cigarettes and then smoking.
I certainly agree with that, but I would point out that there's no point in throwing in Public Health England data in here, or even Healthy Ireland. I told you the sample size, and I told you when I did it, there is no doubt about the data, and we found this association. It's interesting, and we didn't find, for instance, we know a lot about what causes people to smoke, including price and access and advertising and so on. And we looked at all of these in this study, and they didn't increase. Things did remain consistent. For instance, if you had a smoking peer, you were more likely to use e-cigarettes. But the statistics on this are clear, and it's no, I don't want somebody throwing in, you know, 1%, all that nonsense. That's not about
but
this population.
Have you proved,
this
I need to move on, but briefly,
is about 16-year-olds.
Have you conclusively proved causation as opposed to just correlation here?
We haven't, but there's a finding all over the world that this is so, and particularly in the United States. And there are many theories, as you suggest yourself, about the gateway theory, but also others, such as the common liability theory and the cashless theory. Okay. So there are ways why this is intuitively correct and scientifically correct, and there is no doubt about it.
There are positions that we need to explore a little bit more, as you suggest yourself, Professor Luke Clancy. We're stuck for time today, but we'll definitely come back to this topic quite soon. Professor Luke Clancy, thank you very much indeed. And Declan Connolly of the Irish Vape Vendors Association, thank you very much as well.
Thanks, Cormac.
Okay, thank you, Cormac.